All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We attended Meet the Team at Mercer County, caught up with Mercer County boys head coach Mike Jones. Looks like there's a lot of athletic ability, at least at Meet the Team I saw on Friday night. Kids were having a lot of fun, I could tell that.
Yeah, it was one of those things that we talked about before we came out, just to go out, have some fun. We're 3 days into a new offense, three, 4 days into a brand new offense here. Try to run it a little bit, but as a lot of probably people that have seen us the last few years know, that we're a pretty athletic group. So it's one of those situations, just like when we go into the Thanksgiving tournament, it's probably going to be, hey, let's go be athletic and see what happens from there.
Well, it looks like there's a lot of interchangeable parts. It's nice to have that luxury.
Absolutely. We can go. I mean, we got 12 varsity players right now, and I feel 100% confident going with all 12 of them. And the style of play we want to go with this year, we're going to want to play with 10 to 12 kids every single night.
Well, and why don't you, I know we talked to you, you know, in the spring or in the summer when you got the job. Just talk a little bit about your transition and taking over and, you know, what you saw in the summer from this group.
Yeah, this summer we had great numbers by all the kids. They really came out, gave the full effort. Big thing was is every one of our kids were in a fall sport. So we did kind of take it easy, had a few open gyms here and there, but didn't do much. But once we got into the gym or the week before, kids were 100% on board, came into practice, going hard, and wanted to learn as much as possible and pick this up as quickly as possible.
I know we're talking to you basically on the Friday night of Meet the Team, which is the first day, our first week of boys basketball practice, according to the IHSA calendar. Now you get another full week before the game start that Monday of Thanksgiving week. What have you thought? And we're only talking to you basically 4 days in. I assume you probably had practice today too on Friday. But what have you thought so far, just with practice and putting things in and all of that stuff?
Yeah, the big thing is for us is we're putting in new, brand new offense that these kids have never seen before. So there's definitely some learning pains, growing pains involved in that. Big thing that we're struggling with right now is trying to get championship-style practices every night and going that 100%, and that's what we're really trying to push, is that every single day that we come out for practice, tired, sore, whatever the situation is, you got to give 110%, and we've had a few days of rough practices because of that, and I realize that fatigue plays a factor into that, but it's some of these kids, especially the fresh off, they're kind of learning it for the first time, and big thing that we're looking for right now is some leadership out of some of our varsity kids.
You know, it's always interesting, too, when you come in as a new coach, and I assume, like, in the summer, you kind of have to sit back and just watch a little bit. And then when the season, the official season starts, you got to say, all right, you know, I watched you, but now it's the coaching part comes in. Is it right? Is that kind of how it works, that you basically sit back and watch when you first come in, and then, you know, you, I don't know if you say, well, good cop, bad cop, or whatever, but I guess you know what I mean.
Absolutely. I mean, that was the thing this summer, is Coach Blazer and I both kind of came in and we discussed it, and hey, let's let the kids go out and play, do things the way they've done them in the past, and see how it goes and kind of where we could feed off of. But we knew come day one of practice that we were going to put in kind of a new culture and that they weren't necessarily going to like it. And that was, we had a team dinner earlier this week, and that was one of the things we talked about, was it's kind of our way of doing things, gentlemen, and we got to change that, and we got to do that day in and day out, and we need leadership from you varsity kids, and we're going to be hard on you to get you to the point that you understand that you need to be pushing these younger kids so that it's a program thing and not just a one season thing.
And I know you say, you know, you look at the style of athletes that are on this roster, but I mean, there's a core set, you know, going in that when I'm no dummy. I watch some of the kids. I know there's some guys that, at least early in the season, that these are some of the guys you have to rely on.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, Quentin's coming back. He was the only player coming back from last year's team that averaged in double digits. But the thing is we got so many weapons. I mean, whether it be Jordan and what he's done in this offseason, Anthony, Jaden. I mean, Rashawn, obviously, at the point, maturing a little bit coming off his freshman year of basketball. Then we got a good, strong bench with Jeff Garrett and several other of the kids that are there. And we definitely have our core. And the big thing that we've been talking about is from about five or six kids, we're going to expect double-digit numbers night in, night out. Our leading scorer, we don't want to be the same every single night. We don't want to get to a situation where we're 100% going to Jordan or 100% going to Quentin. We want to make our offense as even as possible so that other teams have a struggle trying to scout us.
You said Coach Blazer. Now, I know who that is, but a lot of people will say, which Blazer are you talking about, because there's so many of them. So your coaching staff is rounded out then?
Yeah, we Nick Blazer, who's our sophomore coach, we're just going with the varsity and fresh staff coach, and then him and I are going to handle the freshman team together. And there's six games right now, so for us, we could work together with it and get to know the kids a little bit better and be involved with it all the way around.
Right, and then, you know, I assume a high ceiling for this group. I mean, what are your realistic expectations? And, I mean, you're no dummy. You saw what who's back, you know. So what are your kind of realistic expectations from this group?
Well, our expectations are, I guess, as you were here just saw, we practice, us and the varsity girls, we just practice cutting down the nets, because that's our expectation this year, is to be doing that. And our goals before the season were to do that on multiple occasions. And we have the players to do it, absolutely. And it's going to be is whether we can put it together as a team and make it work. We have the athletes in place. We have all the pieces in place. We got the depth that we need. And it's going to be getting all these kids to play together night in and night out and understanding that I'm not always going to be the superstar, that it might be my teammate. And so far, the kids have really responded to that, been pretty good at practice about when someone makes a nice shot, makes a nice move, of really going crazy for them and making a big deal out of that. And that really adds to the whole team chemistry.
Well, and it's nice this year because I tell people, and I was talking to Coach Engwall about this with the girls, you know, that the LTC and the girls' conference is going to be very good. I mean, the defending state champs are back, and they have every player back. And there are several other teams. Now, I look at the boys' side, and I think, you know, the Annawan boys don't get nearly the attention that the girls do, but they're loaded. And, you know, Weathersfield's still going to be very good. And I think we're, by we, I say Mercer County, I think is going to be very good. You know, the LTC is going to be a good league. And the one thing that I like about the LTC is the conference tournament aspect. And you say, like, cutting down the nets. And there's opportunities to cut down the nets in a lot of different venues in these tournament settings. And then you just look at kind of the area basketball, what it's been. So just, you know, long story short, with kind of the level of competition and what your schedule is with the conference, or with the conference tournament I mentioned, you get the Erie tournament again, which is always fun. You know, I think the Eagles have a chance to compete for that title. And realistically, I know I hate to put these expectations out there. I think week one they have a chance, you know, but it all starts with game one. So there are some opportunities to really showcase this team and showcase getting some, you know, wins and getting on a run.
Absolutely. And our schedule is very good in the fact that it's going to prepare us for regionals. We go to Orion tournament with a lot of mostly 2A schools and play good competition. We're going to go with Erie, Orion, Girard, Prophetstown. At the Erie tournament, there's always quite a few Three Rivers teams that are up there. Again, 2A schools preparing us for regionals. And then you get into our conference, and the Lincoln Trails got a reputation for a few years of having a couple down teams, but the thing is, like you said, the Annawan boys team is just unbelievable. Weathersfield, year in and year out, is strong. And then you look at the Rover Williams Fields, and obviously what Coach Dennison's going to do down at United and turn that program around, and Coach Jones over at Galva. There's a lot of great coaches in this conference that have really got in here the last few years, and they're turning this conference into going to be a strong conference year in and year out, and you're not going to have any of those slack games where you could just kind of show up and play. So that should prepare us going into the final stretch of the season and getting into regionals, and that's when everything really starts to count in my eyes.
All right, well, we'll see the Eagles debut night number one at the Orion tournament the week of Thanksgiving. That's the Monday night. Coach, we'll see you over there.
Yep, thank you very much, Jim. Appreciate it.
Mike Jones with us, the New head coach of Mercer County joining us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.